It's time for the Deschler Tigers Coaches Show. Join us as we take a look back at last week's game and look ahead to this week's matchup. Now, with head coach Bo Culver, here's your host, Chuck Hammer.
Good evening and welcome into the Deschler Tigers Coaches Show with head coach Bo Culver. As the Deschler Tigers pick up a win last Friday night over Elkmont 65-0. And before we dive into the football game, Coach, how you doing this week?
I'm fantastic, sir. I'm really blessed. How are you guys?
Absolutely fantastic as well. Well, Coach, I always enjoy talking to our coaches every time I get the opportunity, but especially after wins. And the first couple weeks weren't too kind to your team, but you guys were able to get a big win over Elkmont to start out region play.
Yes, sir, and I think that's the whole point. The first couple of weeks were not kind to us. We played a really, really good Muscle Shoals team. We talked about that. We had some, ball definitely didn't bounce our way against Russell, which happens sometimes in football, but that was our mindset is to our guys is, look, there's a reason we play up in competition. There's a reason we try to play tough games just to prepare us for the regular season, for region games, and for the playoffs. And so got into region play this week. So we're 1-0 in the games that matter. We feel good about that.
A lot of bright spots on the offense for your club. And, in fact, just to let you know, Coach, you may already know, you may not, Cam Pritchard has been named the Buffalo Wild Wings Fox Sports Shoals Player of the Week. So he's eligible for the Player of the Year Award, which we'll be giving out at the end of the season. And, of course, we'll have a banquet and program one night over there at Buffalo Wild Wings. And you and Cam are, of course, invited. He had over 100,
yes, sir.
He had over 100 yards rushing, 3 touchdowns. Big night for him.
Yes, sir, it was. And Cam's done a really good job for us all year. Against Russell, he rushed for 140 yards. And he rushes for, I think, 73 against Muscle Shoals, a very good football team. And honestly did that without a ton of carries just based on how that was going. And so he's a very, very good player for us, definitely a bright spot. He has some of the best acceleration that I've seen as a coach. I mean, he'd be the first to tell you he's not the fastest guy on top end, but he takes about 2 steps and he's as fast as he's wide open. And so he does a really good job of seeing things, hitting things down, and just is a good back for us, man. And like I said, and a better kid, a fantastic young man who's leading our football team. And I know we've talked several times, and we're just so happy for him, just the way he's battled through, took back-to-back ACL injuries as a sophomore and as a junior. And to see him come back now, and then good luck when he stays healthy.
Well, it was well documented last week. We even spoke about it right here on the Deschler Tiger Coaches Show about quarterback Channing Marmon being injured out. And last week you told me that you guys were going to look at a couple guys for that starting position. Well, ended up being Will Pilgrim who got the start. He threw for over 100 yards and a touchdown. How would you assess his performance? And, how did you guys land on him as being your starting quarterback last week?
I thought Will played phenomenal. There's a few things he's got to work on that he hasn't, that he just hadn't had the reps at, to be honest with you. He was a starting wide receiver for us, for the first 2 games of the year. And was our backup quarterback last year. So he's a kid that's played quarterback. Obviously we have Nick Whitten, who's a sophomore, that is still a quarterback as well. But, what we didn't talk about, we didn't put out there, is Nick was injured in the Russell game as well. And so doesn't have the severity that Channing did, but he's definitely banged up and he's definitely still not 100%. And that 82, that senior, was a good player for us. He's a guy that does some things really, really well, has a strong arm. If Channing wasn't Channing, then I think Will could go out and start for a lot of high school football teams around. So we feel very confident in him. We can go run our offense with him back there. He does a really good job for us. I was really impressed, with the way he handled some things. Read our run game really well. Did some things in the passing game. Hit some tough windows early. And like I said, we're able to get him some snaps early just to try to do some things that we need to do. And also, get him in the flow, but also get him some rest time as well.
I would also assume in this football game, Coach, because of the final score, 65-0, you were able to, there in the second half, be able to get some guys out there and get them some valuable reps, some of the guys that may be down the depth chart a little bit.
We did, sir. We did. And anybody that knows us, we definitely, we're not out there playing starters for 4 quarters, trying to embarrass anybody or anything like that. Um, and, And just to say something about Elkmont, really, you know, really quickly, I told their coach, you know, I've said that before, that a credit to their kids, which some of our kids don't miss today, is their kids take the field sometimes knowing they're not as talented. But I'm telling you what, you couldn't have told them that. They played as hard as they could possibly play every snap, I felt like. And man, my hat was definitely off to them for the way they competed and the way they got after it. But we did. We were to get a bunch of guys in the game, you know, get several guys some carries, several guys some snaps, and some guys that needed some. You know, obviously, also, too, what we're able to do is we're able to look at some depth. You know, just, you know, like I said, we talked about this last week. We started two-way in everybody. And so we're able to look at some guys in some actual game reps on the other side of the ball that hadn't had a whole lot of game rep experience. So we're able to do some things like that, which was great for us.
Defensively, you pitched the shutout, and I'm reading the Times Daily article, and I love their articles because they always catch me up on the games that I don't get a chance to go see. It says here that you scored 3 defensive touchdowns. Talk about that side of the football just for a moment, pitching the shutout, scoring on defense. How good was that defense on Friday night?
You know, we feel like our defense is very good and was very good last year. We returned a whole lot of guys off of that. By our own admission, you know, one thing that we felt like we were probably doing both offense and defense because we returned so many guys was probably trying to do it a little too much. And so, you know, we kind of just got back to just being simple, being who we are on both sides of the ball and let our defensive guys just kind of play and know what to do and just have fun. And they did that. So we had 3 defensive touchdowns, which obviously a huge boost in any game. But it was really good for our guys. And get after it, like I said, just we did. I mean, we were proud of the effort, proud of the intensity. And like I said, anytime you get those scores, man, you feel really good about yourself because you have an offense who just gave up the score, who's got to turn around and go right back out there. And you got a defense who just scored, who's feeling really good, a lot of momentum on their side, and they get to go right back out there.
Last thing before we take the break and talk about next week's or this week's opponent, rather, and the injury report and what's been going on at practice. But, Coach, I want to ask you, I always give you this opportunity each week to talk about some guys that maybe didn't get their name in the paper that played well, maybe somebody on the offensive or defensive lines or at any position that played well and stood out to you.
Yes, sir. I mean, you know, we do. We have a lot of guys that we could put, you know, we could put on that list. You know, a guy I'll mention is Sam Rhodes. He's a center for us who, you know, kind of came along for us and surprised us in some ways. Doing a really good job snapping, you know, I don't believe in jinxes or anything like that. So I don't worry about saying this. Hadn't had a bad snap all year. He's done a really good job for us there. And really, you know, defensively, you know, I'm gonna mention Mark Malone again. I mentioned him before. Mark's a guy that just is in the right spot when he's supposed to be in the right spot. Does some things there. And Samuel Allman, who's a receiver for us, has not probably done what he wanted to at receiver so far this year, but he's given us some really good depth at safety. He's doing some good job, you know, some good things there, and he's really going to have a chance to help us down the road. Same thing with Hayden Stutz, who came in and got a pick six as well. And so so those are some guys that are doing some things that you know, maybe not in the way that you would think we would talk about them, but doing some really good stuff there. Keandre Goodloe's young man that does some penetration, getting in the backfield stuff that did well as well.
On that note, Coach, let's take a timeout. When we come back, we'll talk about the opponent this week. You're listening to the Deschler Tigers Coaches Show here on Fox Sports Shoals. Welcome back into the Deschler Coaches Show with head coach Bo Culver. I'm your host, Chuck Hammer, talking about this week's opponent. After a win last week, we'll close the book on that one, 65-0 over Elkmont. Deschler getting that first big region win, and they look towards another region opponent, Central, this week, and we'll talk about them coming up. But, Coach, first off, how's practice been this week?
Really good, sir. We've had a couple cool days, man, which is, you know, we're getting a little closer to fall weather, which is, you know, I'm a summertime guy. I love it, but I don't want to be out stuff I can't, like when the cooler weather comes in practice-wise. And so today, two days have been really, really good so far. Guys have just competed well. And like I said, our energy's been great. I really do. I'm telling you, it's going a little old school with two-way practice. Everybody just keeps everybody laser-focused. It's kind of keep everybody having fun and competing. And like I said, I can't say enough about just the competition factor that's been at practice the last 2 weeks.
Now, outside of the injuries, because I'll ask about that in a moment, Coach, give me your assessment of this team after 3 football games.
Oh, we're in great shape. I was talking to two of our seniors yesterday who admittedly said, Coach, we were down after Muscle Shoals, not so much after Russellville, I think because we understand the situation there. Look, and I'm not talking about a moral victory. I don't believe in those. But I think our guys understand, too. We feel like that, you know, anytime you lose your quarterback, especially that early in the year with your backup hadn't had a ton of reps, it definitely changed the dynamic. So they were not so much, you know, concerned with that. But we were a little mentally deflated after the Muscle Shoals game. And you know, talked about that openly yesterday to a couple of them. And you know, one of the coaches, we just need to get a win. Now we feel like, you know, back on top of the world. And look, I'll say this, and if I'm wrong at the end of the year, I guess somebody let me know, but we have a very, very good football team. You know, we're not really concerned about the respect we get or don't get statewide. You know, that doesn't bother us because in high school football, you know, no offense, but the media's opinion doesn't mean a whole lot. and so we get to settle everything on the field, and you know, we just got to be one of the top four, then we get to end and get to control our own destiny. And so we're in really good shape. I mean, our guys are excited. Our guys are very positive. And we really are. We're banking on the fact that, hey, we've played one game that matters and we're winning.
Coach, the opponent this week is Central, the Wildcats. I've seen them a couple times actually this year, called a couple of their ball games. One thing you could say about a Central Wildcat team under the direction of Heath Wood is they're going to go out and they're going to hit you in the mouth. They're going to be a tough, physical team to play. I saw them win one against Colbert County. Saw them they lost last week against Brooks in our game of the week. You guys went over there last year, won 20-7. Coach, what do you know about this Central Wildcat football team?
I think exactly what you said, sir. They're going to be very tough, very physical. They know what they're doing. They're going to execute that very well. They've been, you know, Heath and they've been doing kind of the same thing for a while now, so those kids know what to expect. And they do. They have a couple of really good athletes. I tell you, man, the handback kid is a really good player. I mean, every time you turn the film him, you're just impressed with his toughness, with the things he's able to do. They've got some guys up front. I mean, I think they've got a young man from Florence is a really, really good-looking player. And then to me, I've told our coaches, the quarterback to me, we talked about is just really gritty. The Palmer kid is just a gritty, just tough kid who's just going to find a way to get things done. And so they're going to be a very good football team. We've got to go there and just kind of, once again, control, take care of the football, try to create some takeaways and get momentum and try to win it in the second half.
Injury-wise, I think your team's probably the one I asked that question about, and I'm most interested to hear the answer because I think you guys may have, and I'm not making an excuse for you, Coach, don't get me wrong.
Yes,
it's just the fact I think your team may have been bit the hardest. There's always one team out there, and it seems like you guys have been hit the hardest with injuries early this season. But how are your guys that are injured, and did anybody else get banged up or bruised on Friday night against Elkmont?
Yeah, you know, we do. Channing is still out. And so, you know, we'll just kind of get that one out of the way. He's still out. I mean, Cruz Wallace for us, who's a really, really good inside linebacker, has gotten some snaps. He didn't get any snaps last week. He's got some snaps against Russellville, and his situation is still the same. I mean, you know, he's got a torn ACL that doctors have kind of cleared him to play as long as he's willing to do that. So he's kind of rocking along. I mean, he's a tough young man, but he's doing what he can do, which we appreciate, and I know his teammates do as well. Like I said, Channing's still out. We're evaluating that, on a weekly basis, and so we're going from there. We've got a couple other nicks banged up. You know, we may be without a couple guys. You know, a couple guys up front that are leading into this week, and so those are just kind of day-to-day stuff. But you know, we're talking about week four, game four this year. This, you know, kind of right now for us, and we've definitely been bit by the injury bug early, which I told our guys that, hey, maybe. You know, maybe we're just getting ours out of the way. And that's kind of where we are.
7:00 Friday night, Wildcat Stadium region matchup. Deschler looking to win two region games in a row. Coach, I know you're hoping and you're expecting, and as we always know, the Deschler Nation will show up on Friday night, but we always like to remind folks when and where the ball game is, just in case they're wondering.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We appreciate that, sir. Absolutely. We have great support here. We appreciate that. Our fans always travel really, really well. And we do. We look forward to seeing Friday.
All right, Coach, good luck, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, sir. God bless. Go Tigers.
Join us next week for more high school football talk on your sports leader, WSBM.